Welcome in to the Unnamed MMA Podcast. I'm Adam Abdallah. With me, as always, Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter, at Wood on ESPN 1000. You can follow me on Twitter, at Adam A. Abdallah. Get all of Jordan's picks, fatjacksports.com. The year 2024 in MMA is over, Jordan. Mercifully for some.
is that a shot?
No, you said it. You said it last time we were on. You the one that said it. You said it.
Not a good year for picks for sure. And yeah, looking forward to bouncing back in 2025.
Yes, and bounce back we shall. Although it did end on a good note, I will say that. I will say
for you it did.
It ended on a good note. I told you don't take that guy. I told you not to bet on Colby Covington.
Yeah, I mean, look, the matchup had its whatever. I don't need to defend it. It was a bad selection. Joaquin Buckley got the job done.
Yeah,
and looked good doing it. Hope he gets a big time fight. In his next battle.
Absolutely. So this will be our last show of the year of 2024. We'll preview a little bit here of the upcoming events. We've got some good cards here coming up in the UFC. But first, Jordan, how about this to start the podcast, huh? A little news. The news dog. So it looks like that Conor McGregor, his return to the UFC will be slightly delayed because he is going to be fighting Logan Paul in India. Yeah. So he's going to do that. And I'm wondering, I'm not trying to connect dots here, but the dude is going through some legal issues. And the money might be drying up from that Proper 12 sponsorship being gone, and he might need to get a big payday from fighting Logan Paul overseas.
And look, I don't even know if he's in the middle of a legal battle with Artem Lobov, you know, his former best friend and partner in Proper 12, who's now suing him because Artem says it was his idea, and I think there's paperwork that indicates that, and he's owed a boatload of money from Conor McGregor, and they're no longer friends. I think that this is a 100% sign that we are not going to see Conor McGregor again in the UFC. I mean, every day that goes by, every fight that gets booked and then canceled, I think you have to believe that. And now we're talking about him going in, not just into another combat sport, but he's going into a boxing exhibition fight against Logan Paul. It's not Jake Paul, who's meticulous that he's going to become a professional boxer and a champion. Logan Paul is a professional wrestler that does this a little bit on the side. I think this is not
Jake, who fought Tyson.
This is his older brother, Logan, who, yes, did have a boxing match, an exhibition against Floyd Mayweather, and that was a draw. He fought Dylan Danis, who is a part-time mixed martial artist, and won, and got into a pretty testy back and forth. And this will probably manufacture that. I'm sure the lead-up will be somewhat entertaining. But I think this is more likely now to lead to Conor McGregor transitioning to the WWE, which is owned by the same company, TKO and Endeavor. They partnered up, and now it's all under one, conglomerate, and mm-hmm. I think I could see it. Look, he's got the personality for it to be successful as a professional wrestler, and he's definitely got the athleticism to do it. So I think that could be the more likely scenario, that Conor McGregor becomes a professional wrestler as opposed to someone that's competing in the UFC.
Yeah, it's all stupid. Like, if he wants to do movies, if he wants to do this shenanigans, whatever this is, go to the WWE, try to wrestle. The fact of the matter is, him dabbling in boxing when he fought, Mayweather, or no, when he fought Mayweather.
Mayweather, yeah.
And then, not coming back to the UFC, him losing that Mayweather fight. Like, this just seems like he's done. And I think that, obviously, with this fight with Logan Paul, no drug testing, probably. The dude's jacked up on, he looks like he's taking a ton of roids. He's super jacked right now. And I don't think they test in WWE either because it's, not real. So it doesn't really matter if these dudes are on a bunch of roids. So, and he is a personality. Like, the one thing he does have is a personality that, like him or not, he induces a reaction. And so he's probably the way, he's probably much better on a microphone now than he is inside of a ring. So,
and this would be a better, and this would also be a better question for Jay Hood. But like, I feel like the production and the presentation of the WWE is actually more UFC MMA-esque than it has been in years past.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not like, I've talked about this with you before, when, you know, before like Royal Rumble and stuff like that and WrestleManias, it's like, there's no more, like, I watched Royal Rumble for a little bit and it was like, where are the characters? These are all like,
just dudes.
Like Doug Johnson is running out. Like, where are my names? Where are the characters? Right. Where's the
no
theater?
Longer. Yeah, it's just the guy and the gal and what have you. So.
And I mean, listen, I'm old, I'm 40. I grew up with The Rock and Mankind and Undertaker and Kane and all that kind of stuff.
I'm a generation a little bit earlier, but I'm the Big Boss Man.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
The Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Exactly. Now.
So, but I think, yeah, look, okay, fine. He's going to compete. I will not buy this on pay-per-view.
No.
If it's on Netflix, I might watch it if I'm available said evening.
Yeah. I'm not carving out time for this.
Not at all. And I'm surprised we carved out 10 minutes to talk about it.
Well, because he's supposed to fight in the UFC. Like, that's why this is news. It's the front page story on the MMA site on ESPN.
It's such bullshit because they announced it 2 weeks ago that he's going to fight in the UFC in 2025.
Exactly.
That's why, you know, you can't believe anything, which is why I don't know if I believe Dana White, you know, post, let's get to it, UFC Tampa. The rumors are circulating that he got a deal done. Tom Aspinall posts on social. He got a deal done. He's filming videos from Tampa. Are we seeing Tom Aspinall, John Jones? Are we seeing that? Because it seems like that's what Dana White said is going to happen. Post UFC New York and now post Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like January 18th at UFC 311 would be too quick of a turnaround. You already have a title fight in that one. You have two title fights in that fight or in that card. You have Makhachev and Sarukian, and then you have Dvashvili and Nurmagomedov. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And UFC 312, I mean, you've got Duplessis and Strickland. So
this fight won't be until the summer.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
got to do the annual fan expo, 4th of July, like weekend type deal. Like, it's got to be a major card in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's, although I don't ever get that because, like, traveling to Vegas, like, at that time of year, like, it's just, like, you know, horrific. It's, like, awful. It's miserable outside. But that's typically when they have a big
time
card. But, yeah.
I go to Vegas. I went to Vegas at the end of July last year. It was great. I went to a concert, so different.
You went to a concert.
Yeah,
you went to the Spear. Which,
exactly. Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of UFC London, I did see, I was scrolling through, our phones listen to us, so I get a bunch of MMA content on my Instagram, and it was Patty the Batty posted a video of him training with the signing emoji, like the ink to paper emoji and the eyeball emoji. So maybe we'll see his return next year, too, because he didn't fight most of the year because of an injury. So, and he was quickly on the rise.
I mean, I don't know. I wrote down list of four, but I wrote down like five names of like who I want to see. Like Patty Batty probably further a little bit down that list of like what I want to see them fight. Like, number one is Alex Pereira. Like, when's his next fight? Who's he fighting? He was the fighter of the year this past year. His three performances against Jamahal Hill, Jiří Procházka, Khalil Roundtree. The fact of the proximity between the fights, like, they all happened in the second half of the year. And, you know, furthermore, like, just the knockouts and the walk and the trash talk or lack thereof, just the staring, you know, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to know. Like, when is he fighting next? That's what I care about the most in 2025. Who is it against? When is the date and what weight class is it going to be at?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's going to be a big deal for 2025 as well. There's a bunch of stuff, you know, and it starts with UFC 311. We just mentioned it. Makhachev Sarukian should be a very good fight. And then Dvashvili and Omar Nurmagomedov, that should be a very good fight. So two title fights exactly 1 month from today. How about that?
Yeah.
We're recording this on December 18th, 1 month from today. I mean, there are fight nights in between, so we will have other previews for you if you're listening to this show. And again, thank you for listening to this show for another year. We really do appreciate it. But yeah, we'll have some more episodes, but this should be a great one.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, you know, Armin Tsarukyan's really the only guy that has challenged and put up a fight against Islam Makhachev. Albeit, you know, it was Islam Makhachev's debut in the UFC, and Armin Tsarukyan, I think, took that fight on short notice. So it's the second time they fought, and Armin Tsarukyan has looked great since his loss to Gamrot, and that includes the controversial victory over Charles Oliveira. So it'll be an interesting fight. I'm not excited to bet it. I'm excited to certainly see it. And then in the same token, you know, is Merab Dvishvili against Umar Nurmagomedov. I think Merab's in for a world of hurt. I think we could tell already by the way Merab is acting around Umar Nurmagomedov. And, like,
he's
the rumors going around, like, yeah, like, he wasn't going to take the fight. Then he didn't want to fight Umar, and then he wasn't ready to fight Umar. Now he's fighting Umar. Like, it's just not stylistically a great matchup for him, because Merab dominates guys by wrestling and grappling and takedown after takedown after takedown after takedown. He's not going to be able to do it against Umar Nurmagomedov. So I'm intrigued for that. And the rest of the card, like the rest of the main card, is great.
Oh, it's awesome.
Dariush, Manny Maitano, Yuri Prohaska, Jamal Hill.
Yeah.
Winner of that fight's going to probably campaign to fight Alex Pereira again. Mm-hmm. Jamal Hill's going to have to put his money where his mouth is, because he's been stalking Pereira. Like, did you see the video of Hill, like, 2 weeks ago, like, trying to fight Alex Pereira, like, while they were training?
No.
Like, yeah, go check that out. I mean, Jamal Hill is itching for a fight again. And look, I respect that. Like, he wants to get back in there. It was a little bit, like, of a controversial finish, even though he got knocked out, like, yeah, knocked the fuck out, but, like, whatever.
We called that. That was one of our best plays of the year.
That was one of our best bets of the year, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, it's a definitely very, very deep card. Johnny Walker's on that card, Peyton Talbot, Jelton Almeida. So it should be a great, great first pay-per-view of the year for sure.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the year, I think. You know, they have through UFC 312 booked already. We don't have a card for UFC 13 that is going to take place on March 8th. So about a month after that, you're going to get UFC. Well, not really a month. About 20 days after that, 3 weeks after that, you're going to get UFC 312, which should be in Chicago. I'm just saying UFC 312 should be in Chicago. Like, that's, if you're going to do a 312, you should do it here, right?
Yeah, I guess we don't have any other options. 708, 847.
Yeah, right. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a while. So
yeah,
I feel
it's
like
be a little bit of a time.
This one
yeah,
should
but
have been that,
the
one that's
the thing is, like, you're going to have to build a card around Bilal, aren't you?
I would hope so. I would hope
and
that that's
And he's not even, look, and I, you know, I love Bilal. Like, he's our guy. I didn't list him. Like, I know. I listed, like I told you.
Well, we know why. You're a hater.
Fighters.
You're a hater. It's fine.
I'm not a hater. Look, what do we know about Bilal? Like, we don't.
He's back to training. He can fight soon.
Okay, fine.
He's going to be. I would watch him be on 313. March.
In March?
Yeah.
Okay. Against, no, he's not, because they're not gonna have Rachmanov do that quick turnaround.
Why not? It's 4 months from now.
Is that 4 months from now?
Essentially.
March 8th right now
in
Vegas.
Yeah, so 3 months from now. 3 months from the last fight.
Maybe. Is he going to be ready?
Yeah, he'll be ready.
Okay. All right. Then maybe.
Has he ever turned down a fight?
Then maybe I'll put him I'll put him number five. Or
okay.
It's actually number six on my list.
Okay.
Number six on my list.
All right. Instead of having it here in Chicago, they're going to the other side of the world, I think. I don't know what a globe's that.
Yeah,
well.
It's in Australia.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's like technically the other side of the world. It's definitely in a time jump from us. They're definitely on to tomorrow in Australia right now as Dricus du Plessis against Sean Strickland. And based on the odds, this should be a pretty good fight. I mean, du Plessis minus 170 right now and Strickland's plus 140. So this should be a pretty good fight.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was a split decision fight the last time they met at UFC 297. Mm-hmm. It's the first title defense for Dricus du Plessis after he submitted Israel Adesanya. Yeah, I'll be interested to see it. You know, I also want to see Tatiana Suarez. She's also on that card in the co-main event.
Undefeated, yeah.
Yeah, but the
same
the
odds, week, too, as the main event, too.
For plus sure.
Yeah.
It's and look, you didn't mention it, but the week before is in Saudi Arabia with Israel Adesanya. You know, making his return against Nassadin Imabov. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's an intriguing middleweight fight as well. And in Saudi Arabia, that fight card will be pretty deep. It's also got Bulut Magomedov against Michael Venom Page. Venom Page is moving up to middleweight. So that'll be, you know, interesting. Jairzinho Rozenstruik is on that card. So I'd be excited for it. But obviously the big name outside Alex Pereira is John Jones. Like,
yeah.
When does he fight next? Those are the two biggest stars in the sport.
Yeah.
The two guys I care about. The next two on my list are Ilya Topuria,
okay,
who has indicated he's going up to lightweight, that he's not going to fight at all at featherweight, which is intriguing. Okay, fine. I don't like the fact that he's jumping to 155, but I like it because he's not going to fight at 145 anymore. He's going to get rid of the belt. I hate these guys that are jumping weight classes and still holding on to belts. I think that's bullshit. So good for you. Go to 155 and challenge yourself there. He said he'd want to fight Charles Oliveira in his UFC lightweight debut. Bonkers of a fight.
That's a great fight.
If that fight happened.
It's a great fight.
So him. And then the other one is Kayla Harrison. Look, I mean, she debuted with a lot of, obviously, hype coming over from PFL.
Yeah.
She's looked very good in her two fights in the UFC. She's a shit talker. She knows how to self-promote. Is she fighting for the championship? I believe she is. If she's not, is she going to campaign for that fight against Amanda Nunes? She's the biggest star in female MMA right now.
I was just about to say, I think that female MMA needs that vocal leader.
Yep.
The shit talker, as you put it. There's too much mutual respect.
Well, they're just, I mean, look, there's been the lull since Ronda Rousey left.
Yeah.
And then, Amanda Nunes dominated and then left. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been anybody. So she's, you know, look, she's 2-0 in the UFC, but there's no indication of what's next. She's trying to get in there with Juliana Pena, the Venezuelan Vixen. Mm-hmm. We'll see if that fight gets made. So certainly. And then the last guy that I'm excited for, the last person on my list, so before Bilal, is Dustin Poirier.
Yeah.
Dustin Poirier, I think, has one more fight in his career, and then he wants to hang it up. And obviously, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, former champion. When does he fight next? No, does he fight?
We know who it's not going to be.
It's not going to be Conor McGregor, thankfully. No. There's rumor maybe it's Max Holloway. Max Holloway going up finally to 155. And fighting did he fight at 155 against Justin Gaethje? He might have. Yeah, he did. He fought at 155 against Gaethje. But nonetheless, when does he fight? Because I love seeing Dustin Poirier fight, and I want to see him fight one more time.
Yeah, I think to me, having done this, this is our third year doing this show?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
third year doing this show? That, like, I'm not one to say this, I guess, because I haven't been doing this for nearly as long as you have, but this is MMA right now in the UFC with who is holding on to the belts and the contenders for those belts, I believe is it's been in the best spot since we've been doing this show. The short time that we've been doing this podcast, the 3 years that we've been doing this podcast, is that I feel like this is like the most stacked it's been as far as contenders moving up and challenging belt holders to fights, like, and having good fights every time. Like, there's not a division where it's just like, this guy's just better than everybody and no one can contend, right?
Exactly. And it's all like new challengers and stuff. So, like, you know, even when you, like, featherweight, like Diego Lopez, like, when is that guy going to fight for the championship?
Well, we just saw it this weekend with Jacoby, Joaquin
exactly.
Buckley.
Like welterweight, like, yeah. Like, has that lift. Rachmanov and Jack Della Maina and Buckley and, you know, middleweight with Shamaev, you know, and Imavov and Cal Barajo from the Fight Nerds, you know, and light heavyweight. You could argue, like, Carlos Olberg is on his way up. Maybe he gets one more big-time fight, and, you know, but then that's fighting Alex Pereira. And then, obviously, we know about John Jones and Aspinall. Like, are they going to collide? Are they going to finally fight? So you're right. I would agree with you. In the last 3 years, we've kind of had this new age, these new fighters finally getting to the mountaintop and being able to challenge. I can't wait to see it. I really can.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great year. 2025 will be. This year was great, too, because of, like, we had great fights. We had great results. There were very few dud pay-per-views, I feel like. Very few. Like, the fight nights can be hit or miss, you know, pun intended. But the pay-per-views have all been good, and I think we're going to continue to see some strong outings here, especially as we get the first few pay-per-views here, the first couple at least, with multiple belts at stake in those pay-per-views.
Yeah, I mean, there's title fights galore. Yeah. And I think the other question, too, is you have to, like, what's the UFC going to do next? Like, they did Noche UFC in the Spear. There's been talk about going to Spain, which would be huge for Ilya Topuria.
Yeah.
To headline that card. Like, what else can they do? Because they're moving. They said they are going to move away from the Apex, like, as much as they can. Even though the first card of the year is at the Apex. But, like, you know, they're trying to get back into, like, live fights and live fight crowds every single live event. So, like, when is that going to – is that going to be the norm? And towards the back end of 2025, we'll be done with the Apex forever.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God. All right, so anything else that you're looking forward to in 2025 or wrapping up 2024?
I'll say this right now. I just wanted to look at it. I just looked real quickly at the future fight odds. And if there's anything jumping off, Jamahal Hill, slight underdog against Jiří Procházka in their fight on January 19th. That kind of jumps out to me just a little
bit. Oh, okay. All right.
Plus 106 value there. And I'm just looking real quick. Yeah, that's the only one that's really.
All right. Well, maybe, how about this? Sign up for FatJackSports.com. Take some of your winnings from the college football playoff, the NFL weekend, the soccer, all that good stuff, and put it on some of the picks for next year. Put it on that Procházka pick. There you go. Right there.
It's the Jamahal Hill pick.
Hill. Yeah, you know.
Or you just trying to already set the tone.
No. That's not my prop of the night or anything. I'm kidding.
Unbelievable.
I'm not going to go against that. Listen, I couldn't. You know where my heart lies. I can't bet with the mind and the heart in two different places. Like, if this guy's an ass, I'm not betting on him. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
Right.
I hear you.
Bilal versus the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, you're the hater. I get it. It's fine. You know, listen, we're writing it down. We're taking notes.
Can't wait to have him on the show.
Well, I mean, listen, he's going to be an underdog again, and I'm going to put money on him as an underdog again. Of course I am.
Yeah, smart.
It's like
smart.
It's like Tomlin is an underdog. You just kind of auto bet that. And
if you lose a couple,
okay, fine. But odds are you're going to win most of them, you know?
Yeah.
All right, he's Jordan Sherwood. Follow him on Twitter, Wood on ESPN 1000. All of his picks starting next year at FatJackSports.com. But sign up now. College football bowl season, playoffs, NFL season wrapping up and into the Super Bowl, all that good stuff, FatJackSports.com. I'm Adam Abdallah. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah. And sincerely, we do thank you for listening to our unnamed MMA podcast. Maybe one day we'll get a name, but probably not. So have a great holiday season. Have a happy new year. And thanks for listening to the unnamed MMA podcast.